I came up from the beach when we were at the beach this summer. And we were staying at a house about a half a block off the beach. And there were cars, you know, that are parked, you know, along the beach road. And we got this big old front porch, veranda. And when I came up, we were there with the Langleys, Sue and Gordy. You know, Sue's our children's director, and all our kids. And our three youngest boys had this big water balloon launcher. Now, have you ever seen one of these things that's got these huge bands on it? And one kid holds one side, and the other kid holds the other side, and the third kid pulls it back and launches it. And they were launching, trying to take clothing off the clothesline of this house about 150 yards away. And they had actually taken down a couple pieces of clothing. And I thought, no, 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 guys, no, no, no. Somebody's going to come over here and smack all of us. You can't do this. So I thought, well, how could I redirect their energies? Well, about as far as it is from here to the end of our parking lot, maybe 100 yards or something like that. All these cars were lined up along the street, and there was this little Miata sitting there with the top down. So I said, guys, look, stop shooting. Why don't you just see if you can put a water balloon in the Miata, okay? See the Miata down there? See if you can put one in the car. Well, I didn't think they could shoot the thing that far. So I went inside the house and was having lunch, and I watched, and they come running in the house, fill up this whole bucket full of water balloons, run out. About 5 minutes later, they run back in, fill up a whole huge bucket full of water. They must have shot 200 water balloons. And I'm just nonchalantly, they're having fun, yada, yada. So in the afternoon later on, all the guys went to play golf. And we said to the girls, well, we'll meet you at Grotto's for dinner. And we had the cell phone, and we're on the eighth tee, and the phone rings. Bling, bling, hello, it's my wife Brenda. Yeah, hi, well, I'm on the 8T. She says, you got to come home now. I'm like, well, we only have two more holes to play. No, you need to come back now. Well, what? The police are here, you need to come back now. So I said, well, Brenda, what did you do? Why would the police be there? She said, I didn't do anything, get home. Do you know anything she said about boys shooting water balloons at cars? I said, well, we'll be there in a minute, okay? So we're driving back, and I said, okay, guys, here's the deal. When we get there, y'all go up into the house. Don't even go down where the cars are. I'll do all the talking. Just make yourself scarce. So they went in the house. I went down there. Here's the deal. This is a brand new Miata, one of these collector editions. The guy bought it as an investment. It's got one of these collector paint jobs on the deal. He's only got 5,000 miles, and he never takes it out of the garage except to go to the beach and the country club. And this is the one I told him to shoot at. Not only had they hit it, which I could not believe, and put a huge dent in the side of this Miata. Did you know a water balloon would dent a car? Well, you shoot it 100 yards, it will. Not only had they done that, but all the misses had landed in the sand and splashed sand all up on this guy's car. The car was full of sand all over this collector finish, and he was standing there along with two policemen and the wives. So it wasn't as bad as it could have been. You know, he could have taken us to jail. He could have sworn out charges. The neighbor had ratted on us, actually, and told him who shot the water balloons. And so anyway, we finally agreed we'd pay for the damages, around $500. And so, you know, the police finally made it. You know, everybody was okay. So after it's over, Sue says to the policeman, I want you to come up, and I want you to get those boys, and I want you to really give those boys a talking to. And I'm like, Sue, I don't really think that's necessary. You know, I mean, we just need, you know, let's just let it count. And she's like, what's wrong with you? And Brenda's like, are you crazy? I want those boys to know what they did and understand the consequences and how serious this is. And I'm like, I don't really think this is unnecessary. You know, I don't want them, they were just being kids, and they're like, what's wrong? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? So as we're walking towards the house, I said to the policeman, I got him back, and I said, now look, I don't want you to be too hard on these kids. Just give them a little teeny talking to, and then you can go, and you've done your job. So he marches the three of them down, and they're all standing at attention, and he starts talking to them and how they could go to jail, and they could be in handcuffs, and the parents could have to come down and get them out of the jail and appear before the judge, and they'd have a record, and he's going on and on and on, and he says, and I know, he says, if your parents had known what you were doing, They would never have let you do this. And I'm just like, uh-oh. I said, this is going to be bad. Well, they were all quiet, and the policeman left, and we're walking back into the house, and the two mothers are just going at these kids. I don't believe you. And Drew, Sue's son, turned around and says, well, Mr. Solomon told us to do it. And Sue goes, he did not. And all three boys said, oh, yeah, he did. It was his idea. I swear, when Brenda came towards me, there was steam coming out of her ears, I swear. And she got me and she said, are you crazy? Are you completely out of your mind? Have you completely gone nuts? And I won't tell you the rest of our conversation. But she said, why would you tell him to do something like that? What is wrong with you? You are a grown man. I said, well, it seemed like a great idea at the time.